And now on Suzy Radio, I caught up with some of the friends of the Garibaldi down at the Garibaldi on Friday to find out how the preparations were going for their official grand opening on Saturday.
I'm Anna Mumford. I'm chairwoman of Friends of the Garibaldi. We've got our opening, grand opening tomorrow, which we're all really, really looking forward to. We're hoping that it's going to be a great day. Hopefully we'll have the weather for it. Got some really good bands playing. Got an auction and a raffle. A magician as well. So we're hoping it's going to be a really lovely day. We're all really excited. And we're hoping as many people as possible will be able to come along and support us. Yet again, we've had so much help from the local community. There's so many people who have helped us get this ready, whether it's delivering flyers or people have donated to the raffle and the auction. And it's been absolutely brilliant. And we continue to be so happy with the level of support we've received. And yeah, hopefully it'll be a great day tomorrow and hope to see as many people there as possible.
My name is Lars Bourne. I'm a member of the committee of the Friends of the Garibaldi.
Alex Ashley, and I'm a member of the committee at Friends of the Garibaldi.
And what have you guys been doing to help with the open day, for the grand official opening day for tomorrow?
We've been erecting gazebos all afternoon. We have one big enough to accommodate the bands, having three bands all afternoon tomorrow. And then we have some other gazebos that will accommodate some people that might want to be protected from the weather if necessary when viewing them.
Yes, well, I spent the morning covering the grass so that it can cope with the footfall, hopefully get lots of people. And yes, then building three gazebos this afternoon. All hard work, but hopefully it'll work out well tomorrow.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to for tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to getting some people back through the doors who haven't been here for a while, and show them that how good the place is now. I mean, the beer is brilliant here now. It was not a pub that was particularly great for its beer, and now it's really top notch.
Just hoping we have a good turnout tomorrow. We're reopened as the Garibaldi Community Pub, reflecting the community involvement that we've had in getting this far. A lot of people have contributed in many different ways to get us to where we are now. So a celebration of that tomorrow is what we're all looking forward to.
So do you think you'll be able to sustain the success of the pub, say, that you've had over the last couple of months, say, in the future, the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, we hope so. And there's every reason to believe that that will be the case. It's a good pub. It's all fresh and repainted. As Alex mentioned, we have some of the best beer for miles around. It's a very friendly place to be. Everybody's welcome. And we hope that keeps us ever on the upward ascendancy.
It has been struggling in the past. And the changes that we've made, I think it's already bearing fruits. And so, yeah, I think that in a year's time, we'll be still growing our customers.
My name's Annie Clark, and I've been hunting around for raffle prizes for the grand opening of the Garibaldi on the 7th of October. And I'd like to express my great thanks to all the businesses in Reigate for all their contributions. I haven't got time to name all of them, but would like to mention the Curry Gardens, which is a lovely meal for two with a bottle of wine. I'd like to also mention a dish. Somebody can go and create whatever they want to create. Greensleeves, the flower shop down the road, a beautiful bouquet of flowers. Red Hill and Reigate Golf Club, a four ball. Reigate Opticians. Philip Lloyd, which is an individual jeweller's in Reigate, have donated a beautiful bracelet. Morton's Padlock, for all of those who are avid DIY merchants. Red Hill Kebab Shop. We have wine. We have a brewery tour, which is associated with the pub. We have actual people that come to the pub that have donated prizes. A lady called Carol has donated a tablet and a lovely bedspread. And that's just to name a few, really. And then so the list goes on.
And money raised, what is it going towards?
We're going to give some of the money to cystic fibrosis, some of the money to muscular sclerosis, and then the rest to the Friends of the Garibaldi.
I'm now with Chris, who's the manager of the Garibaldi pub. Chris, are you all ready for tomorrow?
I think so, Tess. Basically, the cellar's full of beer, which is the most important thing. We're stocked up on everything else. The gazebos are up, so in case the elements are against us, But there's, you know, there's plenty of space in the garden for the bands and for customers to stay out there and enjoy them, or they'll be able to enjoy them from all around the pub, I'm sure. So, yeah, everything's good to go, I think.
So that was the preparations on Friday evening for the grand official grand opening of the Garibaldi. And coming up shortly, I'll be talking to Susie Radio's Dave King to find out how it went.
Sussex and Surrey's 103.4. Susie
Radio. On the line now, I hope we have Dave King. Hello.
Hello, Tess. How are you doing?
I'm not bad, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Great
so,
stuff.
Saturday, you were down at the Garibaldi, of course,
yes,
for their official grand opening. How did it go?
It went really well, very, very well. The place was packed. I arrived around about, it was about 12:30 or thereabouts. Around about that time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely packed. They had some live music outside, some bands there playing. Absolutely brilliant. Very good bands, I might say. Doing some covers, you know.
Yeah.
One of them, I think, was Sultans of Swing, the female vocalist.
Yeah.
Actually, it was extremely good. But the pub itself is a beautiful old building, actually. I was made very, very welcome by Annie, Chris, and Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is the manager of the pub, and Annie and Sophie have been among the sort of the group that has got the pub back on its feet again. And what a lovely job they've done as well. It's really beautifully furnished inside. It's taken many, many man hours, but it's looking fantastic now. It really is.
And yeah, they have
really nice, friendly place.
They have worked very hard on this, haven't they?
They certainly have. They certainly have. Yes, it's a very welcoming pub. You know, sometimes you go into a pub and people are a bit standoffish. You know,
yeah,
they look at you and say, "Who are you? Why are you visiting my
pub?" I know. Yeah,
but nothing like that there. It is very much a local community pub, but you're made extremely welcome from the moment you walk through the door. You know,
I
try to get
yes,
to the bar. It's packed. Try to get through the bar, but people make way for you. It's there's a lovely atmosphere there.
So, what was the atmosphere like? What was the atmosphere with the punters? Were they everyone enjoying themselves?
Everybody looked as if they're enjoying themselves, and you had everybody, you know, just sort of all ages there. You had the children away from the bar, of course. Children with the not ordering drinks with their grandparents. There were children with grandparents there. There were parents. There were right across the age spectrum. Everybody looks as if they're having a fantastic time. It really was, you know, a really great occasion. I know they've been open for a few weeks before,
yes,
but Saturday marked their official, the proper official opening. And I spoke live on air into Neil's program.
Yeah, I heard you.
live from the pub with Annie, Chris and Sophie. They told me quite a bit about the pub and, mm-hmm, and our listeners. And I believe it's Sophie that's very much the instigator for the website, which I can give out that address right now, because I'm looking at that site as we speak. It's obviously all the W's, thegaribaldiredhill.co.uk. That's thegaribaldiredhill.co.uk. A great little website, actually. Lots of information. They got all the events that they'll be holding throughout the year. You've got a quiz night on Thursdays, or every other Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The next one being so it's 28th of September. I'm sure they'll update that.
I believe it's this Thursday, the 12th.
Excellent.
If
okay,
I'm correct.
Go along there. Probably not this week, because I'm busy. But on another Thursday, I think I might go and take part. Actually, there's a meat raffle as well. That's going to have that regularly. Loads more events. So check that website out and just keep yourself up to date with what's going on there at the Garibaldi.
So I guess in a way this is like the end of the chapter. I mean, as you know, I've been following the fortunes of the Garibaldi and the Limes pub.
Yes.
And
yes,
for the Garibaldi, they've got what they wanted. They've worked really hard. They're open. And I guess, in a way, it's like the end of the road, but on another way, it's an opening of a new chapter.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, it's really the end of chapter one, or maybe chapter two, and straight on to the next chapter. Exactly that. Yes, that's right. I'm not sure how we're doing with the limes, to be honest. So it would be interesting to find out a bit more about them as well. They're very close to our studio.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm in contact with Chris Lowe from the Limes Action Group, and I hope to catch up with them very, very soon to find out the update on the limes. But just going back to the Garibaldi on Saturday, of course, Saturday wasn't brilliant weather. I mean, did that spoil the atmosphere, or did you get any rain at all?
Yes, we did, actually.
When
we walked in, it was okay. The bands, they all had, they were under marquees, so they were dry, they were kept dry. And you could hear the bands quite clearly inside the pub as well, so that sort of added to the atmosphere as well. And to be honest, I don't think very many people noticed it was raining. When I left the pub, I'd been in there about an hour, when I left the pub, yes, it just started to rain. And it wasn't that pleasant outside. But to be honest, I don't think it spoiled the occasion at all. No, I really don't think it caused any problems. They also had a barbecue outside. But once again, that was covered. And people could go to collect their food from the pub, go and collect their food, and they come straight back in again. So I don't think it caused any major problems.
You don't want a soggy sausage, really, do you?
You really don't. No, that's not very appetizing.
Mind you, I guess it's something we're used to, like with festivals and things. You know, this is England, after all. We're used to the rain, aren't we? We just get on with it.
We very much are. I mean, that's just one of the things of living in this country, and that's why it's so green, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
But I do remember on one occasion, you and I and a group of the Susie people were at the Reigate
community
a couple of years ago.
Do you remember
how flooded the
still remember. Yes, and Neil sent us out to talk to someone, and then the heavens opened. I swear he did that on purpose,
so we'd get wet. I'm sure he did, but I've never seen anything like it.
I know, it was... Oh, you had to laugh, though, really.
Oh, you did, you really did.
Good times, eh, Dave?
Yeah, excellent times. By the way, I understand there's another pub that is being renovated right now. Mm-hmm. It used to be one of my favourites. It was the Hatch on Shaw's Corner.
Yes, I heard about that.
I don't know whether that's a community effort or whether it's part of a brewery sort of enterprise. I really don't know. But it's interesting to hear that these pubs are being sort of resurrected.
Yes, because that closed some time ago, didn't it? But if anyone from the Hatch knows anything, please do contact us here at Susie Radio and we'll cover it for you.
And the thing is, if you get these pubs back in business, you've got to use them, not lose them. This is the thing. You've got to use them, because otherwise the same thing can happen.
Exactly.
So, it's a question of supporting your local, definitely.
Well, Dave King, thank you very much for taking time out to have a chat this morning, and I'm glad you had a good time on Saturday.
It was great. It was really good. They made me so welcome.
Brilliant. Okay. No worries. Thanks, Dave. Have a good day. Speak soon.
Thank you, Tess. Thank you.
Bye. Dave King, one of Susie Radio's reporters, if you like, telling me what happened at the Garibaldi on Saturday. So we've had the preparations, we've heard from the horse's mouth what happened, and let's hear from some other people as well what happened on Saturday and what the Garibaldi means to them. And we'll hear that very soon here on Susie.
Sussex and Surrey's 103.4. Susie Radio.
So it's Sunday evening, I'm back here at the Garibaldi pub in Redhill. Can I ask, were you here yesterday at the grand opening, and if so, how did it go?
Yes, I was here twice, and I came down about 1 o'clock, and I left about 2 hours, and the place was getting packed. It was just absolutely brilliant, the atmosphere was brilliant. I went home, come back, 6 o'clock, and it was almost 4 deep at the bar. And they had the fantastic food, pop-up bar, round the corner. The atmosphere was just absolutely brilliant. You know, how can you replicate that?
So what about the bands? Did you hear them at all?
They kicked off at 11:30. and the music was just brilliant. As come to my era, and it was, and they come down. They weren't in the pub. They're in a tent down there, and it was just fantastic. Absolutely. What else can I say? Just brilliant. Just why can't they do this every weekend?
My name's Emma Lake, and I run all the social media channels for the Garibaldi. And yesterday I was here all day for the grand opening, and it was all very exciting to be here in person. And I think actually we still managed to get that excitement online. We had lots of interaction on our Twitter. We got over 600 followers during the day, so people are really excited on Twitter to come into the pub as well, and it gets a real buzz about the pub. There was, you know, there were so many people here. The bar staff did such a great job making sure nobody went thirsty, even though it was like five deep in the evening. All the bands were amazing. It was just such, there's a real excitement about the pub, and I think everybody gets a bit nervous, you know, is it going to work? And actually the way that people turned out and supported us and supported the charities that we were supporting with our grand opening, it just gives you a real sense of belief that you're doing the right thing.
So do you think this will now maybe build your custom? People will come to the Garibaldi, or do you think maybe they might think, oh, this is just a one-off?
I hope not. We did have I woke up this morning to like 100 notifications on Twitter, and there were lots of people saying yesterday was the first time we came in because we knew he was having a big day. Like, we had such a great time with, you know, people saying family, they brought their families, it was amazing, and that they're definitely going to come back. So I think it's really promising.
I'm now with Chris. How did it go yesterday?
It went really, really well. We're really, really happy. It was so busy. The bands went down really, really well. The food was amazing. Everyone was jumping on deck behind the bar to try and serve as many customers as possible. It was a bit manic, but we got it done, and it was, yeah, everyone loved it. We've had just really, really positive feedback, so we're really happy.
I was just going to say, have you got any feedback from your customers?
Yeah, well, I only do Facebook, not the rest of the other social medias, but just on Facebook we've had a lot of feedback that's good, really good, and other people inform me that there is other good feedback out there, and most people as they left last night were saying what a great time they'd had, so, you know, we couldn't ask for anything more, really.
So what does this now mean for the Garibaldi pub?
It's another boost to our custom, you know, hopefully we put our name on the map now, so we just wait and see what happens over the next few months. We've got a lead up to Christmas, some people are saving money, some people are spending money. Hopefully we'll just get as many people in here as we can and maintain it for the next couple of years.
You've been raising money with the raffles for the MS Society and also an Cystic Fibrosis Trust. Do you know how much money you've made for them?
We've so far, what we've counted up, it's over £1,200. So, so it's the Cystic Fibrosis Trust, Multiple Sclerosis Society, and also the Friends of the Garibaldi themselves. So because we put money back into the business to provide community facilities. So it'll be split between the three of us, yeah.
So you're a regular of the Garibaldi. What attracts you to this pub?
I love the local community feel about it. It's always been a locals pub, and so many pubs nowadays are becoming more chain, and you're just not meeting the same people time and time again, and it's nice to have that continuity, I think, when you're going out to socialise, to meet the same people, not necessarily talk about the same things, talk about anything, but have that familiarity, so you can just have a good chat ultimately.
So how long have you been coming here, and did you come here before it closed down, and how does it compare now to how it was?
I think when I first became a sort of a current regular, like, it was 2009, when I actually came for a first date with my now wife, and at that point the vibe behind the bar and the general feel of the pub was good. It was a safe place, and ultimately she's my wife now, so something must have gone right. We've enjoyed Christmases here, various other anniversaries, Easters, you know, we've seen bands up here, we've come in on, you know, various party nights, I've had birthday parties up here. And yeah, it's always, you know, you're always well received. You never feel uncomfortable to be here. And yeah, it's the people that make it.
So did you used to come here before? And if so, how has it changed?
Well, I used to come here, and it was open before they had the enforced shutdown earlier this year. I suppose I've been coming for about 7 or 8 years. I liked the beer which they had, but it was always very quiet. And towards the end, it got very run down. So really pleased it's reopened. It's one of those genuine little locals, what I call a wet house. Concentrate on the beer. And since it's been reopened, it's been absolutely brilliant.
There's a lot of people coming in here I've never ever seen before. And that is amazing. I don't know where they come from or whatever, but there's a whole load, in the evenings, load of people coming here for the first time ever.
I did used to come here before. I've been coming to this pub for about 10 years with my husband, and it does mean a lot to me. So we recently had our 10th wedding anniversary, and because we both came in here on the way to church just up the road, so we had a party in here a couple of weeks ago, and I was wearing my wedding dress.
You were the one in the wedding dress.
And yes. It was completely bonkers. We put the song on the jukebox. It was like I was actually getting married again. So that's how much this pub means to me. And I don't think the pub hasn't changed, because you've still got that real sense of community. It just feels like the community is now bigger, and we've got more people that are really excited about a pub. It's not just us sitting here like wishing we could save the pub and there was more people, because now it's happening.